Weather Forecast and Satellites. Chapter 1. Satellites and Weather Forecasts. A satellite can be a weather station on Earth's orbit. Weather satellites provide images of clouds. Because 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by the ocean, there are many places where clouds cannot be observed from the ground. Before the era of meteorological satellites, it was hard to know anything until a severe storm or typhoon hit the coastal area. Now, weather satellites enable us to track typhoons accurately. Number 1. Types of meteorological satellites. There are two main types of meteorological satellites, a geostationary satellite and a polar orbiting satellite. Geostationary satellites are rotating around the Earth at a speed equal to the Earth's rotation, 36,000 kilometers above the equator. Therefore, it always appears to be stationary in the sky. In this manner, it is capable of monitoring a fixed region continuously for 24 hours a day. Most importantly, with its real-time data system, images can be sent out immediately. Fronts, movements of the clouds, along with the storm, and the dissipation or development of the storm can be observed on the basis of the cloud satellite imagery, which is very useful for the weather forecast. Moreover, wind direction and speed in various vertical levels can be estimated with the images. However, it is limited to monitoring a specific region. Complementing the geostationary satellites, polar orbiting satellites are in close proximity to the Earth meridian. Each time the Earth revolves around the Sun, polar orbiting satellites pass over north and south poles. As the Earth under the satellite rotates to the east, the satellite is able to cover the entire Earth by monitoring the western region which it passed in the previous step. The polar orbiting satellites have many advantages. First of all, clouds under the satellite can be observed directly. Also, polar orbiting satellites provide high-resolution images, because the polar orbiting satellite is at an altitude of 850 kilometers, which is much lower than geostationary satellites. It provides detailed images of storms and cloud systems. Number 2. Utilization of meteorological satellites. As sensors continue to evolve, the use of meteorological satellites has been diversified. Satellites such as the TIROS-1, launched on April 1, 1960, took a cloud image with a television camera. Nowadays, a radiometer that can detect the radiant energy emitted from the top of the clouds is used. Next-generation satellites provide cloud images and vertical profiles of temperature and humidity. Modern satellites provide a particular type of advanced radiometer satellite image called an imager. Another type of special radiometer is called a sounder, offers a more precise temperature and humidity vertical profile than before. Recent satellites can operate independently of imager and sounder. How do forecasters determine the weather forecast? First, they use the information about the thickness and height of the cloud from the satellite images. The thicker the cloud, the greater the reflectivity of sunlight from the cloud top, so one can estimate the thickness of the cloud with the reflectivity. However, since the height of the cloud does not significantly affect the reflectivity, it is impossible to estimate the height simply by using visible rays. The infrared images can be used. Because it does not depend on the visible portion of the light spectrum, it provides a better image of the cloud. Then, how can we interpret an infrared image? Because hotter objects radiate more energy than colder objects, infrared images can be artificially processed to appear darker in higher temperature regions. Because the top of the low cloud is warmer than the upper part of high cloud, low and high clouds can be classified with infrared images. Chapter 2. Chollian Satellite. Chollian Satellite was made by a joint project that started in 2003 by the KMA, Korea Meteorological Administration, MEST, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, MLTM, Ministry of Land, Transport and Maritime Affairs, and KCC, Korea Communications Commission, in accordance with the mid- and long-term National Space Development Plan. It was launched successfully from the Guiana Space Center, Kourou in French Guiana, South America, on June 27, 2010. The Cholian satellite is Korea's first geostationary multi-purpose satellite, which is stationed at an altitude of 36,000 kilometers above the Earth's equator and a longitude of 128.2 degrees east, performing the duties of meteorological and ocean observations and communications services. The main missions are continuous monitoring of imagery and extracting of meteorological products, early detection of severe weather phenomena, and monitoring of climate change and atmospheric environment. The operation of meteorological satellite made intensive monitoring of weather conditions possible through observing over the Korean Peninsula 8 times per hour. Also, in the case of extreme weather, it is feasible to adjust the observation areas and times independently around the Korean Peninsula. Also, it has been able to produce 16 types of meteorological products and data needed to support numerical forecasting through its own data processing system. Chapter 3. Receiving and Pre-Processing System. Number 1. Satellite Data Receiving System. Local ground stations receive satellite data and provide the data that users need. A ground station is responsible for receiving, processing, and providing data. The presented figure shows the ground station of Cholian satellite data. Once the ground station receives the satellite data, it goes through a pre-processing process. The pre-processed data are stored in the database and distributed to the intranet or the web. For satellite data to be used in conjunction with other observations or numerical model data, it is necessary to extract the meteorological variables, such as temperature, wind, precipitation, etc., from the pre-processing, such as radiometric calibration or geometric correction and radiance observed from the satellite. These processes are performed by the ground stations. Number 2. Pre-processing. Meteorological satellites, such as Cholian, measure the solar radiation reflected by the Earth or long-wave radiation emitted from the Earth through a telescope. However, the telescope is restricted to measure the visible channel within 1 kilometer and infrared radiation within about 4 kilometers of diameter. Also, the performance of the sensor is not constant. Furthermore, the energy reaching the satellite sensor includes the cosmic radiation and noise emitted by the device itself. The satellites depart from the specified position or deviate from the original position because of the effects of other objects, gravity, and the solar wind. In the case of Cholian, because it is located 36,000 kilometers above the equator, slight changes in satellite position can cause errors of up to several tens of kilometers. To derive accurate weather variables, satellite data, and the location must be accurate. The process of minimizing the problem mentioned above is required, which is called pre-processing. First, level 1 data is derived by geometric correction and by removing the influence of the noise included in the original data. Then, level 2 data, meteorological variables, is derived with physical formulas. Chapter 4. Meteorological Data Processing System. The ultimate goal of satellite operation is to detect, understand, and predict various weather phenomena. To this end, a system that automatically calculates weather variables from level 1B data by objective methods is required. Since 2003, Korea has developed a COMS meteorological data processing system. Let's look at the process of calculating the meteorological component by CMDPS. The cloud detection algorithm is applied to the level 1B data to determine cloudiness for each pixel. In clear pixels, it is possible to derive variables that can be calculated when there is no cloud, such as the sea surface temperature. The advantage of CMDPS is that the algorithm calculates 16 types of analysis data, figure below, in real time. This meteorological information contributes to the accuracy of the forecasting model as well as monitoring the extreme weather. It is also used for analyzing and forecasting climate variability.